Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are host of the Real Talk with Pastor Ben podcast, Dr. Ben Graham, and product developer and former trauma nurse, Lisa Hill. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited that you chose to tune with us today. I want to read something from the book of Hebrews for you. It's Hebrews 12, starting with verse 11. It says, "No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness for those who have been trained by it." Amen. Believer, there is a training in your life that you need to hold on fast to. The process may seem like it's painful, but the process is worth it. Why? Amen. Because Jesus is our finish line. And that's a word for you, believer. The PTL Television Network is excited to present the gospel every single day in its complete, raw, and unfiltered manner. We love bringing the prophets here. We love bringing people here who spread the truth of who Jesus is, the only way to heaven. And then at the PTL Television Network, we're bringing on new shows. That's expanding. This is exciting. You guys are about to see a facelift on the app as well. If you open up your phone one day on your iOS or Android device, your Roku, Apple TV, and it looks a little bit different, don't worry. We are simply upgrading the system.
That's exciting.
Mondo, as you said the other day, technology is changing. We are continuously making sure we're on the forefront of a great user experience so that people can hear the gospel.
Listen, I'm just glad I don't need a facelift yet. Not myself.
That's
the network does. But listen, we're moving into a new era. Things are happening. I'm trying to convince our special guest today to let us air some of the movies that he has been on producing.
Oh, that would be
stay
awesome.
Tuned because we are going to change the game for the PTL network. But listen, you need to download the channel for Roku, for Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, and of course the free app. Download it today. I had a beautiful partner reach out to me on Facebook. Listen, sometimes Facebook is good when you can communicate with your friends.
Sometimes.
Not all the time. There's some crazy things going
on.
Don't
just show you.
Yeah, boy.
They'll tell you the real truth.
You guys are brutal with your comments, right?
Oh, they'll tell you the truth, yeah.
But listen, a beautiful partner said, "Hey, Mondo, I am upset that I can't watch the Jim Baker show. Something happening." And listen, I said, "Don't worry. All you need to do is download the free app on your phone."
That's right.
And she said, "I am canceling that subscription over there. I'm going to download the app because I want to watch the PTL network." Amen. So listen, become like that partner. Download the free app on your phone and watch us 24 hours a day on demand. You can watch this program and, of course, all the programs on the PTL network.
That's right. We want you to be here at Morningside with us. We have exciting events coming up this year. Many, many that we are planning, but one that is coming up, it's our next event. It's April. I believe it starts
the
11th.
The 11th, Ricky.
I keep getting the date wrong, so she has to correct me.
The 11th. I have to make sure we get this right. This is April the 11th through the 14th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at Morningside USA. This is our annual event that
we've done
for truly almost really since we've been here at Morningside. And this has been a passion of Pastor Jim to get the body of Christ. That's you and I. When you hear the word the church, it's as simple as saying that's you and I who are part of the body of Christ to share the light of Jesus. And so we are here. We're going to be here April the 11th through the 14th doing the Ready Now Expo. We have so many incredible guests that are going to be here because we believe, you know, you have to deal with the practical. And so we're going to have fun. We're going to deal with the practical. Not only are we doing practical preparedness skills like we've done in the past, but we're also now including, we've had a huge request of people saying, "Can you teach us the homesteading side of life? How do we get back to the basics?" So we're going to have things. Actually, I recruited Brooke, Ricky's wife, Brooke Baker, because one of the requests we had is sourdough. We're going to teach you how to do sourdough 101, raising backyard chickens. I'm going to be doing gardening classes with you. We're going to have solar. What's the difference between solar versus off the grid? And so we're going to be having amazing workshops like that. And then we will have many of our vendors here who will be teaching you and sharing with you what's happening in the news, what's happening the food supply. And then in the evenings, and we'll have panels here on the show talking prophetically.
Like Reverend Dave Robbins.
That's right. What does the Bible have to say about the events that we're living in? Why are we preparing spiritually? Reverend Dave Robbins will be with us.
That's right.
Pastor Steve Tricolante, Rick Joyner is going to be joining us via Skype, Michael Snyder, Joshua Giles, the list goes on. So right now, while you're watching, I want you to pull up our website. It's readynowexpo.com, and you can register to come in person. That's free admission. Or you can pay to watch via live streaming, and we're going to stream the entire event live here at Morningside. So I hope that you will do that. I believe we're going to have a great time of ministry, of fun, of the body of Christ coming together.
That's right. The Ready Now Expo is always a fun event because, like you said, you get the practical application, but the spiritual implication, we understand, is the most important, vastly beyond anything else. The spiritual implication, the most important. So we are dedicated to continuously pouring into you, into your spirit, and making sure that your spirit, man, is in line with the word of God. We've said this many times. If your moral compass doesn't directly point at the word of God, Jesus Christ, then your moral compass is off. We need to get it back in line. You know what, Nana? It's good to go to these types of events sometimes.
Yes.
I was younger. I would assume, you know, hey, I don't need to go to a conference. You know, I don't need to go to a three-day thing. But I found it's actually very good to go to something like this, edify my spirit for those 3 days,
That's
get recharged, reinvigorated, get back into my community, and then teach what I was just taught. I think it's very, very vital for the church.
That's right, Rick.
You know, someone we have here with us today is important. We're actually in the works right now of possibly coming up with another conference, and this is going to be exciting. Well, we're going to get into some minute details in this show. But today we have Dr. Ben Graham with us here today. He's a fifth generation of the Graham family. He has been in full-time ministry since he was 20 years old, serving both as an evangelist and as a pastor as well. He also holds a doctorate in temperament counseling. As you know, your friend, Pastor Jim Baker, loves the temperament counseling. I think I took the temperament when I was like 8 years old, and again when I was 11, and again when I was 16, Ricky. Just to confirm it was right, but it was right every single time.
That's your temperament.
I didn't change much throughout the entire time. Yeah, Dr. Ben Graham also has a weekly podcast called Real Talk with Pastor Ben. He is producing films. He's an actor. He's also an author of a book called Ignorance and Apathy, Two of America's Deadliest Sins. Wow. Doctor, I want to thank you for being here with us today. And as you know, a dear friend to the ministry, Lisa Hill, we love you. Your accolades are too long. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time on today's show to talk about how much we love Lisa Hill. I've said it many times. I'll say it again. If you see something on the PTL Television Network you love, Lisa probably brought it here. No, Lisa is you are a divine connector. I don't know how else to describe it. You were sharing with me just yesterday a story how you're like, you know what? The Lord told me very clearly, I am to be focusing on the kingdom. And from that moment forward, you focused on the kingdom. So I want to say thank you. Thanks for focusing on the kingdom, because you are helping benefit so many people's lives. And you're a blessing to us. Dr. Ben, it has been a couple months since you've been on the show with us, and the people have been asking, where is Dr. Ben Graham? So we're glad we could bring you back here. What has life held for you since the last time you were here?
Well, we've had a lot going on. Of course, I mentioned it last time. I have a granddaughter. She just turned 7 months old.
All right.
And, you know, so as much as I can trying to spend time with her, but we've had a lot going on. We shot another film since I was here last was able to get that completed. Had a movie come out as well that we had done in December. And so stayed busy with that. And then just on the road this year, we're on a 50-state tour called By the Word Tour.
Wow.
And so we're going to all 50 states. This was our sixth state hit and came into Missouri this past weekend. And God's just been blessing, and we're trying to stay busy for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
There's so much that needs to be accomplished. And yet, you know, the thing that has been so encouraging to me is just the Lord has just given me a renewed energy. I keep telling people, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, which is a blessing to feel so good because we went through some health complications, but God's just blessed. And we're staying on the road a lot this year.
Amen.
A lot's happening. But just so thankful for, I guess, this fruitful season that God has given us. And most of the time, my wife and our two youngest boys that live with me are on the road with me. And that's been a blessing. My wife and I have two older sons, and so they experience a lot of road because I was an evangelist when they were kids, and I think our oldest son has been to 49 states, so, traveling with us in ministry, and And so now we're getting to do this with our younger two sons who are 15 and 13. And usually when they're with me, my 13-year-old is my photographer, and he's taking pictures and video. And my 15-year-old, they set up our displays and all that and the product table. But, you know, what's been encouraging is we'll be in meetings where God's working.
Yes.
And afterwards, they'll just start talking about how they were so excited to see what God did. And, yes. and what I see is God working in their hearts. And people mm. ask all the time, I have four boys, which one's going to be the sixth generation preacher?
I love that.
And one day we were at the library there in Charlotte, Billy Graham's library, and my 15-year-old, he was probably about nine at the time, and we were going through this, and he loves baseball, been playing since he was four. He plays for the public school team now. He's been very well sought after in college, and so we're going through there, and it talks about how Billy wanted to be a pro baseball player. And Carson said, hey, Dad, that's just like me. And I was like, yeah. About 30 seconds went by, and he looks up and he goes, oh, man, does that mean I'm going to be the preacher? I said, I've learned you never say never with God.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited that God's working in their heart, and they have a desire to help people, and they want to share the truth that Jesus saves.
Amen. That's right. Amen. The only truth. Now, you read a book called Ignorance and Apathy, the two of the America's Deadliest Sins. Can we talk about that book?
Well, you know, the Bible talks about God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And we see this in our day and time. I go back and I outline how America was founded as a Judeo-Christian nation. If you look at all the primary universities, you find that they were established as Christian universities. Matter of fact, you can go to some of our most prestigious universities, and you have to pull back the bushes now because they've covered them up, but the signs are still there talking about trusting in God and faith in God. And our schools were founded. They were teaching the Word of God to our students. And now we become a secular nation. And what we see happening is we see that most Christians are either ignorant to what's going on or they're just apathetic. They don't care. And the attitude is, well, the Lord's coming back. And he said in the last days we go through perilous times. So what does it matter? And the reality is this. God told his people to occupy until he comes. Now, a lot of people think occupy means to sit on the pew and do nothing. But that's not what the word means. It says to be busy doing the Father's work.
Amen.
And so if we're not busy preaching, thus saith the Lord, if we're not busy preaching the whole counsel of God, because that's what he tells us to do, then we're not doing what God's called us to do. And so a lot of people will say, well, when it comes to even politics, you know, we don't talk about those issues because, you know, that's a political thing. Well, if you want to talk about, let's just pick same-sex marriage. That's not a political thing. That's a God thing, because God clearly says what Scripture says is truth and what's not. You want to talk about people who are confused today about being transgender and all that. All these things we can find in Scripture. And so if we're going to preach the whole counsel of God, we have to preach what thus saith the Lord says, not what we feel is okay or popular today. And so that's what we dive into in this book, and trying to wake God's people up. Look, I don't know about you, but if the Lord is coming back, if the trumpet sounds tomorrow, I want him finding me doing all I can to reach people with the gospel, not sitting down doing nothing.
Amen.
And so we really challenge people in this book to wake up, to get informed, to get engaged. And this isn't a call for people to get politically involved. This is a call for people to get spiritually involved.
Amen.
We're in a spiritual warfare. We're in a real battle. Yep. And if we as God's people aren't going to be engaged in the battle, we certainly aren't going to see anything great happen for Christ. Now, the good news is this. I heard somebody one time say, you know, with all that's going on in America, if God doesn't judge us, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, the reality is, God doesn't have to apologize to anybody. No, God knows what he's doing. Yeah. But the second thing is I believe the reason America is still standing is because there's at least 10 righteous.
Yeah.
There's some people who love God, who fear God, who want to see God do something again. And this is why I believe we're still going to see revival in this day and time.
Amen.
And I'll just be honest, if I didn't believe God could still do it, I would lay down and quit. But he's on the throne.
That's
he hasn't changed. Yeah. He's still all-powerful. He's still able. Man, I feel like
preaching.
Amen. He's still good. And I think we just need to get re-engaged in what thus saith the Lord is. Look, this book still works. It still stands.
It's
still powerful. God's not surprised that we're in 2024.
That's right.
Amen.
God didn't get shocked and go, oh, man, I only created that thing for 2023. No, he knows his word will stand forever. It will endure forever.
Amen.
And so no matter what we go through, we can trust in what thus saith the Lord says.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, your friend Pastor Jim Baker has a phrase. He says, you can make it today because God is still on the throne.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful word. You have to remember that God is on that throne yesterday, today and forever. There will never be a day he is not on that throne. You know, Mondo, it's a beautiful concept. The creator of heavens and earth, long before anything existed, he was. And long before everything will be gone, he still is. That is the God we serve. Yes. But that is the God that calls me and you and every single person watching into righteousness, into the sonship with him, into the daughtership with him. Why? Because he thinks you're worth it.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to send my son to die on a cross because I believe you are worth it. Believer, we have free will to come into the family of God. We can reject the message and turn away from it, or we can say, Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice. I fully accept the good gift for you. And as you know, your friend, Pastor Jim Baker, he's always telling us, make sure you guys are preaching the full gospel. And I say, hey, we wouldn't be up here if we weren't going to do that. Why? Because we are walking in the footsteps of Pastor Jim Baker, and he preached the fullness of the word. And Dr. Ben Graham, I want to thank you for preaching the fullness of the word and for never backing down from it. You know, Doctor, we have seen cultural shifts in this country from 50 years ago, 20 years ago. It feels like even 10 years ago, dramatic cultural shifts. What has, you know, it's all cause and effect, but what has caused us to get to this point where we are in 2024?
Well, I think one of the things that I've noticed is, because you're right, it seems like even the last couple years, you know, what's happened is evil's not even hiding anymore.
That's right.
The agenda, that it used to be that, you know, they would try to sneak it in. But here's the reality. We're in a spiritual warfare. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world. And we're in this spiritual warfare. And what's happening is I believe the enemy knows that his time is short.
Yes.
And I believe he's ramped up. But the other thing is, there used to be a time where culturally, you just didn't do certain things because even somebody who didn't go to church just knew morally it wasn't right.
That's right.
But it's hard for the world to recognize what's right and what's wrong when the church doesn't recognize what's right and what's wrong. Mm. And so many churches across the nation have allowed the world to creep in rather than for us to be spiritually strong and to creep into the world. Mm. And so when we look at what's going on in the nation, as goes the home, so goes the nation, the old saying says. And we see our homes are failing. They're falling short. So many people have quit standing on the word of God. And, you know, it goes back to Joshua. What did he say? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, I tried to, you know, get out of going to church. I tried to get out of those things. But my parents had this mentality, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And what they did was they brought me up in the truth. That verse, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. They taught me the truth. And somewhere along the way, finally, it hit me. And then I gave my life to Christ and I had a personal relationship with Christ. And, you know, they were an example to me. But when I finally met Jesus, it changed my life. And all of a sudden now I wanted those things that they were trying to teach me. And so at the end of the day, what's going to save our nation is people need to turn to Christ.
Yes. Amen.
But how do they know to go to Christ if we as believers aren't pointing them to him? How are they going to know the goodness of God and the greatness of knowing God if we go around acting like Eeyore? We act like life is miserable. We're down, defeated, we're discouraged. And I don't know about you, but I've learned there's some people in the church, you don't ask how they're doing because they'll tell you. And you know, and so many people are so discouraged. And I'm thinking, man, God's still on the throne. Now, listen, we serve Christ. It doesn't mean life's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean we won't have trials. It doesn't mean we won't have bad days. But at the very worst day we can face as a child of God, listen, we can still rejoice because we know who we have believed and we know that he's able. And I know some people go, but preach, you don't understand. I've been given news that, you know, I've got a death sentence. Well, I just tell you what Scripture says, to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
Yes. That's right.
It just means it's going to get better. Hey, listen, we don't have to fear death if we know Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Listen, it's only going to get better. And I know some people say, yeah, but I'm just so worried about, you know, in heaven, are we going to be married? Are we going to know family? I'm this, that, and the other. And I'm going,
we'll be in heaven.
Do you like earth here? I mean, you know Christ and he talks about that abundant life. Do you love what God's given you here? And people are like, oh yeah, I absolutely do. Well, I promise if he says it's going to be better, it's going to be better.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to fear the unknown. Listen, you don't have to worry about it. We're going to live in heaven. There'll be no more night, no more sorrow, no more pain. It's going to be wonderful. And so I just think we as God's people, we've got to wake up. This is what's hindering our society is we as God's people, we've fallen asleep. We as God's people, we've almost thrown in the towel. We've given up. And we've got to get back in the word to get the spiritual strength to go out and face the enemy and say, listen, devil, you may be strong, but you're no match for our God and you're not going to overcome him.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, I want to ask you three on this side of the table. You guys all attended the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this year, NRB, as they call it. What insights, I'm going to start with you, Dr. Ben Graham, what insights were you told by these world leaders you were speaking to on kind of what's happening here in America?
Well, I think there has, going through COVID for a couple of years, and a lot of ministries struggled through that. And of course, some remained open, some closed, but a lot of people just, it was a challenging time for many ministries. And what I'm finding is a lot of them are encouraged because they're finding their footing again. They're finding the ways to work around it. You know, a lot of ministries are growing again. And so what they've done is they've learned that no matter what we face, yeah, God's powerful. And if we'll follow him and we'll trust him and we won't fear what man says, that we can overcome
That's
these
right.
things. And so I was encouraged by how many people were just encouraged and yes. people were saying, yes. you know what? Hey, listen, this is going to be the best year ever. And of course, NRB was early in the year. And yes. so many people are anticipating a great year in 2024. And
Amen.
This is near an election year. This is in a year
That's
where,
right.
I mean, we know the last election, it's very divided. There's a lot of, you know, there was a lot of things going on. And yet, in spite of all that, what I'm seeing ministry leaders say is this is going to be the best year of harvest. They're seeing God do Praise something God.
Yes.
and they're fired up and they're ready to accomplish something for him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Lisa.
Well, you know what I think was really interesting? This is the first time that the NRB allowed a nutritional product to
wow.
be at a booth. And so Cardi Miracle had our booth there.
Wow.
And what my mandate has been from my father is to help the body of Christ become and stay healthy.
Yes.
Amen.
Because you can't work and you can't do his will if you don't have a healthy body. And also your brain doesn't work if your heart isn't working.
Yeah.
So I was personally excited about everybody that was excited about Cardi Miracle, excited about how what they can do, because there's a lot of confusion out there.
Mm-hmm.
So even right. from a pastoral position, and I know with Ben and how he's helping churches and so on, but they don't know what to do to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because not only is there scriptural confusion, there is health confusion because the enemy wants to control us with
right.
all the poisons, chemicals, toxins that are in our environment.
Yeah.
So that personally was exciting to me, that people were
awesome.
Starting to pay attention. Hey, what can we do internally to take care of our body?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wanda, you were there.
You know, one of the things that I kept hearing is leaders are saying we need one another. The different streams of ministry are coming together and unifying in one accord. And I think that was the exciting part when I saw people like Dr. Ben, you know, saying hello to Joseph C. and meeting Alan DiDio and other people. Listen, the streams are coming together for the first time in a long time.
Yes,
I
yes.
believe that the jealousy within the ministries are leaving. We have
Amen.
To understand that the attacks against the gospel is not towards just one group. It used to be, oh, we're going to attack the Baptists, we're going to attack the Methodists, we're going to attack the Assemblies of God. No, they're coming after the Sunday people. Anybody that identifies as the Sunday
That's
people,
right.
the church, they came after the Saturday people, the Jewish people. Now they're headed towards the Sunday people. And if we don't unify, if we don't become one, you know what I learned years ago? I was part of gangs, and the gangs, we had a mission. And we understood the mission. And we understood that in order to understand the mission, you have to execute that mission. I believe the church is coming together, understanding what the mission is, and now they're understanding that together we're going to be able to execute that mission, to be able to preach the gospel around the world. Listen, when you look at the streams, you got people that have the Bible Museum. They're doing a great job. You're doing another ministry doing the Noah's Ark. They're doing a fantastic job. Here we have the PTL Network. We're doing a fantastic job. You're watching the streams, understanding that the time is short. It's time to get busy. It's time to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And that's what I kept hearing all through our
Amen.
NRB, is
yeah.
understanding that leaders, when the leaders come together,
right. yes.
everything else is going to fall into place.
Amen.
That's what's exciting
Amen.
To see.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. What a good word.
Amen.
Churches, it's time, 2024, for us to be more unified than ever, church. If you're a pastor, if you're a deacon, if you're a member of a church, unity is vital for the body of Christ. Now, Dr. Ben, you know, as pastors, we're always concerned about saving souls and improving lives, but you're here today supporting a product that you truly believe changes lives, and that product is Cardio Miracle.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how you began on this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. And I, just real quick, Mondo, to to what you said at NRB, I heard so many people saying one ministry is not going to do it. We that's all right. have to come yeah. together. And I think Amen. That's so important.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is what's neat about this is, you know, I didn't think much about health. I'm still relatively young. I didn't think much about health until I went through my own journeys. I had a heart attack in 19, mm. went through cancer in 20, went through it in 21, have dealt with it 3 times. And so I started specifically looking because I've tried to be very healthy. I didn't put a lot of sugars in my body. I eat very clean. I do all the things I'm supposed to. And in spite of that, I went through these issues and we don't have family history of it. So I started searching and Lisa and I have been friends for a long time. And I've done a lot of events like the Truth About Cancer and other events like that, where people were talking about products and they're looking at right. things. And so in our conversations, you know, there's been things we've talked about. And she said, I got a product you need to look at. And for me, I knew there was nothing else I could get rid of. I needed to add something. Right. Something's yes. missing. And so she sent me Cardio Miracle and I tried it. And the first thing was, I loved it. It yes. tasted good. Usually when stuff is good for you, it tastes nasty.
It's horrible.
And, and I was like, I don't know. And I tried it. But what I found was I started getting this energy. And earlier I said, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. The only thing that's changed is this right yes. here. I started this product in June of last year, and it has changed my life. My wife, all of our boys, our family, we all take this product daily, and we absolutely love it. It's changed my life. And so when I went through cancer the first 2 times, I was tired. I was feeling sick. When I battled it this 3rd time, I felt amazing. It wow. changed my life. Wow. And so I love this product. And the other thing is, you know, and we talked about this a little bit backstage. So many people in ministry, they love God, they want to serve God, and they get this desire and they wear themselves out. They don't take care of themselves
that's
physically.
Right.
And so we have a motto at Cardio Miracle. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to heal the hearts of the world. And we're doing that yes. both physically and spiritually.
Amen.
And so we want everybody to do this. So I started taking this. I became such a believer. And I don't normally promote products, but I called them and I said, how can I help? And so they said, Amen. We want you to be a spokesman. I got on board. And now we've brought on people like Kevin Sarbo. He's yeah. now
that's right.
Promoting this. And we've brought on some amazing people. And we've got some doctors around the country. And the thing I love most is my oncologist, who, when I first started going there, was not a believer. And, you know, I remember the first time I said something about God, and I got kind of a very cold response and began to just try to witness to her. My wife and I tried to witness to her. Well, anyhow, she gave her life to the Lord. And one day we were talking,
wow.
and I said something about my health, we were praising. We were excited because I got a good result. And I said, it's about time I had a good result. I'm due. And she said, or it could just be that God decided to take care of it.
Amen.
And I was like, man, my doctor's now talking spiritually. Amen. But every one of my doctors, I've given this and said, check this out. And they all start out with, let's see. And then they look at it and they're like, well, the ingredients looks amazing.
Yes.
They try it. They're like, this is amazing. And next thing you know, every one of them are putting it in their clinic and they're recommending
wow.
it to their patients.
Incredible.
We have actual doctors that are recommending this to their patients. And that's been exciting to me, yes. from heart doctors to primary
wow.
care doctors to oncologists to urologists. They're getting behind this product. And so I love it. It's when I was a kid, my favorite basketball team was the Chicago Bulls. And they won a bunch of championships. It's good to be on the winning side. I'm telling
right.
you, this is the winning yeah. side right here.
Amen.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Amen.
If you're just tuning in, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television yes. Network. We are with Dr. Ben Graham and Lisa Hill today. We're talking about Cardio Miracle. Now, we also have a video from John Hewlett, and he's explaining the science behind Cardio Miracle. So while you watch this, you can go to jimbakershow.com, go to that Cardio Miracle affiliate link, or give us a call at 1-888-988-1588. But listen to John and what he has to say about the science behind Cardio Miracle.
And we have published scientific articles in top medical journals by top scientists in the world, basically have said that the science of nitric oxide helps virtually every bodily function. The science of nitric oxide. Now, what I decided, Pastor Jim and Lori, was I wanted to prove the science.
Wow.
And then what I did is I build upon the shoulders of others in the nitric oxide world, and I decided to spare no expense to put together 53 ingredients that would essentially replace for most people 75% of the supplements they're taking and delivering it with nitric oxide. Because nitric oxide is a gas that's produced in your arteries when it's stimulated through the blood with amino acids and other superfruits and vegetables like beets, spinach, kale. But the amino acids are arginine, citrulline, ornithine, carnitine. And when you take those in a mixture, a liquid, that signals the body to make nitric oxide like you're a 20-year-old again. In fact, they found in studies all over the world, arginine deficiency was really important to the things that people went through with these health problems we've experienced throughout the world. And so they found it was a lack of arginine, which is the primary amino acid that stimulates nitric oxide in the body. But what we found is that you needed to have a couple of dozen antioxidants like vitamin C, a neurohormone like vitamin D, selenium, quercetin, turmeric, astaxanthin. All of those things are in every serving of CardioMiracle. Wow. And our scientific study showed that we extend CardioMiracle from the University of Ohio published international scientific study. CardioMiracle bathing a single cell had that cell express nitric oxide for over 24 hours. And really, nitric oxide, when you study the science of nitric oxide, it impacts every bodily function, every one. And our study that I mentioned from August of last year said that the data appears to show favorable results of virtually symptoms of all 2,700 known chronic illnesses and diseases.
That is the founder of CardioMiracle, John Hewlett. We love John here.
And you know what? I was sitting there watching John, and we love John and Janet, who have brought us this incredible product. But I was thinking, I was like, Lord, this product right here, you know, it was birthed out of a true crisis, out of an unbelievable crisis that John himself experienced. He was sitting in a hospital bed. Literally, life and death was right there. He was at the door. He was at the door of death.
That's right.
Literally. And every doctor said, there's no hope. There's nothing that we can do for you, John. But he literally said, get me out of this bed. And the Lord began to lead and guide him, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that Pastor Jim said is, as we enter into these last days, the Holy Spirit is going to give the body of Christ witty inventions, things that he wants the church to have available to them to help them during these times. And when I look at John sitting there, I'm like, that's a miracle. His life is a miracle that he's been on this broadcast, that he has this product. But I love, he didn't save it for himself.
That's
he
right.
didn't hold it back and save it for himself. He became a man on a mission and said, how do I help save the hearts of the world, both spiritually and, as you said, Pastor Graham, but also in a practical manner.
That's
and
right.
so that's what we've done. Listen, you have seen John sit on this set. This is probably one of our best products. Our partners,
you love
the product. I'm talking to people who I know because I sit on the call center. I take the calls with you. You love this product. But I believe today, I believe that the Holy Spirit is knocking at the door and saying, just like John said, I could keep it for myself. I could keep taking this supplement every day. I could keep it for myself. But I believe that there are others in our lives that we know that are dealing with heart issues. We know that they're dealing with issues that the world has says there's nothing that you can do. But I believe that God is giving opportunities to say, let me heal you, let me touch you, but also bringing to us amazing supplements, which is real food. When you read the ingredients, that's what shocks you the most. I had a partner that I was talking on the phone, and she had me read every single ingredient and what was on here. And I had to do it. I sat there and I thought, oh my goodness, Lord. Every single ingredient I could pronounce, I knew what it was. I was like, this is incredible. But right now, as you're watching, I want to encourage you. John has done something incredible. He's the founder and the owner of CardioMiracle for our partners, the PTL viewers. He believes in this ministry. He believes in the voice of the Prophets Network, and he's partnered with us. So when you order directly, and you can call our toll-free number, our operators are standing by. That number is 1-888-988-1588. He did something a little special for us. He is giving you access to additional discounts every time that you order one of the canisters. $10. And this is what you're ordering right here. It's 60 servings. It's a canister of the Cardio Miracle. When you order one, that's wonderful. But then there's additional discounts when you order two, when you order three. So I want you to go to our website. That's jimbakershow.com and click on the affiliate link with Cardio Miracle. And you'll be able to receive access to the discounts that he's provided specifically to our PTL viewers. It's there. There's so many options. There's even options available that you could share it with your friends, with your families. I also want to just mention, Ricky, too, we now have the monthly. We have the monthly where you can join an auto shipment. The product you will be shipped to you every single month. Yes. To your home directly from Cardio Miracle.
That's amazing. We love the auto shipment, Mondo, because half the time I forget to order it again. So the auto ship keeps me right on track.
Now, let's be honest. We fight over the Cardio Miracle here on the set.
Well, I was going to say, it's always locked up in Mondo's office. He's got a code lock on his office.
We're like,
he changes
who's going to get it today? Where's the canister? Who took the canister?
I shouldn't say this, but I am going to say it. I take this about six times a day.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I had some heart issues several years ago, and heart palpitations and a micro leakage valve, and it was causing a lot of fatigue, a lot of stress, a lot of inflammation in my body. And I said, you know what, this acid reflux stuff, and then I found I shouldn't be taking acid reflux stuff over the counter. Mm-hmm. It's so bad for you. I want to tell you something. I don't live under fatigue anymore. I'm not cranky anymore. Right. I don't live under inflammation anymore. As a matter of fact, the only two times in the last 10 years I've been in the hospital was due to my knee surgery that just happened down here, walking down the stairs, and my gallbladder. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in the hospital in the last 10 years for anything other than, you know, surgery. But I want to tell you something. If you're okay living under fatigue, if you're okay living under inflammation, and you know what? You get addicted to complaining. Most people are addicted to, how you doing? Oh, my body hurts. I just didn't get enough sleep. And that's their conversation. If you're okay with that, I don't want you around me. I don't want the negative, because I want people that are willing to take the positive and being able to understand that there is hope.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes talks about hope, that as long as we have breath, we have life, because the living God is with us and around us. Yes. And I want to tell you something. You know, Dad used to say this, if you complain, you remain. If you whine, you stay behind. Well, there's a lot of friends that are whining and they're behind me now. Yes. But I want to tell you something. My daughter, she made a video, and I should play that video. And I want to tell you something, because she said, Dad, I feel my body's in inflammation. I've been playing volleyball. My body hurts, and I can't seem to get back on plane and all that. And he said, Dad, can I try your Cardio Miracle?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I said, you know what, Mila? You're welcome to it anytime. Everything is right there. She got it. She took it. She went to school, and she said, Dad, I felt great today. I was able to practice longer. I was able to run longer. Can I keep taking it? I said, absolutely. Dad, I want to do a video for a Cardio Miracle, you know? I said, you can do it, but you're not going to pay for it, girl. You're not going to get paid for it. Hold on.
That's where the canister out of my office went. I was trying to figure out who took the canister out of my office. That's where it went. No, Mondo, it's a true testament that Cardio Miracle is a life-changing thing. It's been for you, for your family. Lisa, I know it has been for you as well. How has Cardio Miracle affected your life, so Lisa? Good.
Well, I mean, I thought I knew it all. You know, I had a cupboard full of 68 different products and nutrients, and you can contest to that. I always send you them. But I'm telling you, I was at an event, and it was a very stressful event, and your body's going to respond to stress. And I kept thinking, Kali, you know, what's happening here? And found out that my blood pressure was 213 over 114, which is rather high.
Wow.
And I thought, golly, I'm going to have to do something about this. Well, I met John and Janet and his team there. And I said, it attracted me because the word cardio. And I thought, So went over and visited with him about the product. And when he explained, I said, could this possibly help with blood pressure? And of course, we don't treat, cure, diagnose. Right. But he said, he shared a story, you know, how we started the company. And I started taking the product. I did six a day for the first 3 days. And I'm telling you, to this day, my blood pressure is normal.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
And you can't operate with high blood pressure like that for very long.
That's right. It's hard to argue with the personal testimonies. You know, right. We say it in our faith a lot, too. You know, your argument can never outweigh my testimony because I know what God has done for me.
Amen.
In the same capacity,
that's
this
right.
For you, Dr. Ben Graham, for you, Lisa, for you, Mondo, for myself, for Marcella. Mm-hmm. You can't argue with the testimony. I remember first trying it, and I took it for a few days. I got the canister out of Mondo's office, and I got to take a few of it. I'm not even joking, guys. It was in his office this whole time. I got to take it, and I realized, wow, this is great. My wife, who's pregnant at the time with our third child, she loves coffee. She's gonna have coffee every single morning. Mona knows we have an espresso machine up in our house. Like, I'm actually making, you know, a full blown latte every morning. But she decided to switch out the coffee because she was having some high blood pressure as well. And like you said, not trying to cure or prevent, you know, any type of, but this is just her experience. She supplemented with Cardio Miracle. She said her energy was boosted higher. She was feeling better. She felt less fatigued. I mean, she's, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months pregnant. She's taking Cardio Miracle every single day.
Amazing.
And she was loving it. So I asked Dr. John. I said, Dr. John or John Hewlett, I said, is this okay for her to be taking? She's pregnant. And he goes, no, it's great. It's absolutely
it's
beneficial.
Food. This is what all the doctors say. It's food.
And he said, why would it not be bad? It's food. Exactly. He goes, read the back of the ingredients. So we went through them together.
It's
okay.
Incredible.
She's legitimately just eating food. Dr. Ben, how important is it that we're not putting preservatives, putting, you know, chemicals into our body, and we're just putting natural food?
Yeah, well, first off, even my 7-month-old granddaughter loves this stuff. So
that's awesome.
Can't start too young. You know, I think in our hurry-up society that we live in, we've allowed the food companies to give us junk. I mean, you know, and we live in such a fast-paced society that, you know, you go to the fast food restaurants and all that. And the way everything's created today, you know, it's taken out what God created for us to eat, what God intended for us to eat, what God meant for us to put in our body. And so as a result, we see we live in the day and time in which we live. We have more medical cures and more medical this, that, and the other. And yet we live in a society today where we have so many people who are struggling with health issues and cancers on the rise and inflammations on the rise and all that because we're eating junk. We're eating stuff that we shouldn't be putting into our body. And so it's so important. And this is what I love. You know, a lot of people don't have the willpower to change what they eat. Okay. It's tough and I get it. Most people don't like to fast. I went through in December, I went through not only a week of detoxing, but then the next week I did a 5-day fast. And doing that in a row was not fun at all. And I don't want to ever do it again. But the reality is a lot of people don't want to. So here's what I tell to them, you know, if you're not going to change your diet, if you're struggling with that, at least get some things in your body that will help compensate. And that's what
right.
I think Cardio Miracle can do. Now, if you really want to truly be healthy, take the other stuff out as well. But at least get this in. This makes a huge difference. And we just keep getting testimony after testimony after testimony of people saying, this is what it's done in my life. And that's why I believe in this product.
Yes. That's right. We absolutely believe in this product. And we had Dr. Robert Scott Bell, your friend, here with us at the Jim Baker Show. And he did a video on Cardio Miracle. I think it'll really benefit you if you watch this.
Hi, my name is Robert Scott Bell. I'm host of the Robert Scott Bell Show for, 24 years, natural medicine, natural healing. And I want to tell you why I take Cardio Miracle every day in my family, and my mom at 89 does so as well. The sustained production of nitric oxide is so critical for blood flow, for oxygenation, for all cardiovascular benefit, and there is not one area of the body, not one organ or organ system that doesn't depend on blood flow, oxygenation, nutrient delivery. So when you can relax the smooth walls of the arteries, the veins, the entire vasculature, you have an ease with which you can oxygenate and neutrify and also detoxify the body. So every function facilitated by sustained nitric oxide production, the miracle molecule identified in the 1990s Nobel Prize for its discovery. Cardio Miracle is unique because it's a botanical ingredients, whole food, organic, real food. It is a food to facilitate sustained production. There are many companies that are putting out things that will spike your nitric oxide production with beets or an amino acid. But sustained production is so critical, important, and acknowledging the corresponding rise of peroxynitrite, which in a whole food nutrient basis, we can counteract, so we neutralize that. You have the benefit, not the detriment. Now, when I utilize this, oxygenation goes up, ease of blood flow. When I'm in the kickboxing gym at 57, I'm out pacing in the challenge of the week, people in their 30s and their 20s, I'm wondering if I should tell them it'll be harder for me to beat them. But no, the gift of this nitric oxide, the gift of this CardioMiracle is that valuable. Now, if you're starting from a standpoint of a lot of ailments and illnesses, this is not to treat those ailments and illnesses, but to recognize that by sustaining that nitric oxide production, facilitating the oxygenation and the nutrification of all of your cells, everything benefits. We talk side benefits, not side effects. Beautiful thing. Also, the activation of stored vitamin D. How many of you are taking vitamin D and not getting the results you think you should be getting? The doctors are mystified. Well, this formulation is now proven to facilitate the activation of the stored D so your body can get full benefit and utilization, as well as if you've discovered intermittent fasting. The reason for that is to facilitate detox processes, autophagy, recycling of the waste products healthily. You do that in fasting, but the CardioMiracle formulation facilitates enhanced autophagy processes, so you find that your recovery is better and faster as well. There are so many extraordinary things, whether you're an athlete, whether you're just starting back on the road to recovery. This is something I urge you to get on and tell your friends. And I thank Jim Baker and his ministries for supporting this and supporting you and your good health. And we'd love to see you take advantage of the wonderful healing opportunities that you have by giving the gift to this body, this temple, this life that you've been given. Facilitate, strengthen, and honor it. And you will be blessed, and you'll realize that God gave you the power to heal by giving the body what it needs, removing that which it doesn't. Grateful and honored to be here to share this great news with you. This is Robert Scott Bell signing off for Jim Baker Ministries and everything else that y'all do here. I'm grateful and honored.
We love Dr. Robert Scott Bell because of his passion to help you, the knowledge that he has. He's truly seen it all. When you talk to this man, he's unbelievable in the knowledge and the experience that he has in this field. And so I want you right now, our toll-free number, our operators are standing by. You can call that toll-free number. It's 1-888-988-1588. But I urge you to go to the website. And the reason why we tell you to go to that affiliate link with CardioMiracle is not only can you see all the different ways that you can order it, the different configurations and discounts, but then the amount of knowledge and information that they're sharing with you, the formula, the ingredient list that you could read for yourself as well, it's all there. And when you know that there's a company that's willing to put it all out there for you, that's transparency. That means that they stand behind the product that they're asking you to partner with and to be a part of and to take and let that become a part of your health journey. I just have to read here because I'm always amazed. You know, our partner said, what does the product do? How does it help me? I'm going to read this really quickly. It says nitric oxide booster. It's on the canister and it's on the bag as well. It says increased vitamin D3, increased blood flow and oxygen, lymphatic performance, insulin reception, cellular health and reproduction, cardiovascular health, energy and clarity. The list continues to go on. As we've mentioned, this is food. There are organic fruits and vegetables. There's so much power packed. I believe they said 50 different ingredients that are in each pouch, each serving. And right now, we only have a few minutes left of this broadcast. But the biggest question that we get asked is, what is in the CardioMiracle? I want you to take a look at this.
I've utilized the thing that John Hewlett has developed, this CardioMiracle. And just so you, as a quick aside, in the gym where I go every day, the 30-somethings, and I'm in my mid-50s, just they just can't keep up.
I did start probably in about January taking the CardioMiracle. The most interesting and telling thing after being on this for a few months is really noticing a difference in the energy level that I've had. And the severity of my heart problems, it's funny, you start to begin to have this sense that there's actual healing taking place inside the body.
Well, I'm one of the generation born in 1947. So on the front end of the baby boom, all I can say is if you want prolonged life, better health, more energy, better sleep, this is a great product.
Dr.
Dr. Ben, what separates Cardio Miracle from, you know, other maybe supplements I could go just to a big box store and purchase?
Yeah, I think a couple things. One is so often you find that you have to take 10 different products
right.
to get what you get in one product. And so that's the biggest thing. I have so many people say my list of things I have to take daily has went way down.
Yes.
And I think that's the most important
Amen.
Thing. The other thing is, and this is so important, is because I share this with doctors, especially those that are more on the naturopathic side of things.
Yes.
They look at it, and usually you'll have a great product, but it'll be sweetened by something, or it'll have artificial flavors, or it'll have
right.
something in there that is detrimental to the whole product. And this thing is natural. It's all products that are so key and important and vital. And I find that it does so many different things. So that's why you hear in testimony, some people it's their heart, some people it's their blood sugar, some people it's their blood pressure. I mean, there's so many different things. Some people it's just energy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're finding that it's working. A lot of people who've dealt with kidney issues. And so that's why this product is so good. And it will allow you to get rid of a lot of things. I really believe that. I always have to be careful because John, you know, reminds me, listen, you know, we can't claim anything and
right.
you got to be careful on that because we don't want big pharma shutting us down. I'm just going to say it like that. But I'm hearing testimony after testimony after testimony of people saying, look, I was doing all this and now I'm just doing this. And I love hearing that story.
That's, awesome.
That's right. We're simply relaying the experience that other people have had that we have had personally with this product.
Listen, the product is shipping so fast. The moment your orders get there, we are hearing that the orders are getting delivered directly to your home. And so that's the beauty about our partnership with our affiliates is they are processing those orders for you. They are shipping them with excellence and you are getting them so that you can have them and start using it. The moment that you get it, open the box and start using this supplement. It's available right now on our website or by calling 1-888-988-1588 and let them know, hey, let them know. Tell me about the discounts. I want to hear all the deals before you make your choice today.
That's right. We want to share these testimonials from several people who have experienced something wonderful with Cardio Miracle. This is vital because we don't want you to just take our word for it. We want you to get the product, try this out, and see that it really works for you.
There's a couple things that I never miss any day ever, and one of them is Cardio Miracle. If I could have, I would have started taking this when I was 20.
I began taking Cardio Miracle. And as I did that, almost within a few weeks, I could feel a difference in my energy level. Cardio Miracle has been a game changer in my life.
Since I've been taking Cardio Miracle on a very consistent basis, my recovery time is amazing.
I really want to be a walking testimonial of what Cardio Miracle does for the body. I feel good all over when I take it.
For me, Cardio Miracle is my future insurance policy for a great life and pushing life like I've always done and feeling great while I'm doing it. Being on Cardio Miracle has created a pathway for me to be normal, to be healthy.
I really feel like Cardio Miracle has extended my husband's life. It's been amazing.
For me as a doctor, Cardio Miracle is a staple. I have seen Cardio Miracle improve the lives of many of my patients with many different types of chronic conditions.
This is something that's actually made a huge difference, and it's staying that way. It's not just a fluke, it's real.
Cardio Miracle is one of the best things that ever happened to me because when I was searching, I was able to find it.
Cardio Miracle for me has really been a blessing in my life. It's just been a special experience for me to be able to have Cardio Miracle.
So basically, for a 97-year-old, I think that I feel a little more like maybe 87.
Cardio Miracle's made it so that I can live day to day without drama and trauma. If you want to know how important Cardio Miracle is to me, I've got my family on. You know, I don't know anything more powerful than to say I have my own family doing this.
You know, we want to live our best lives, so I'm doing what I can, and Cardio Miracle is one of the best tools I have on a daily basis.
Adding Cardio Miracle, it's like a secret weapon to your health.
Everyone should use Cardio Miracle.
Cardio Miracle will always be a part of my life.
Cardio Miracle for me and my husband has saved our life.
Literally?
I am so in love with this. I want everybody to know because
If we don't feel healthy, we can't help other people.
CardioMiracle gives me the boost that I need to tackle all the tasks that I have every single day.
It was indeed a difference maker when I got on the CardioMiracle. I'm achieving things I couldn't do even when I was younger.
CardioMiracle for us, for me, for my family, was a lifesaver.
CardioMiracle for me and my family has been, it's been a miracle. I wouldn't even be functioning without CardioMiracle. I know for a fact.
And so I say, thank you, CardioMiracle. That's one of those miracles in my life that I'm grateful for.
We will never be without CardioMiracle.
CardioMiracle to me is hope in a glass. When you create nitric oxide, you are igniting the spark of life in the cell. It is the miracle molecule. That's why we call this CardioMiracle, because of nitric oxide and what it can do for the whole body.
The Bible says in 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it is well with your soul. I think it's vital that we ensure that our spiritual temperature is accurate. It's good. It's pointed at the Bible. It's made sure that you are right with God. And I want you to make sure that you get in a good Bible-believing church, that you go get baptized, that you have an intimate relationship with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. It's going to be vital in the days we are living in. Dr. Ben Graham, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. That's great today. Lisa Hill, you're always welcome here at the PTL Television Network. You are a dear friend to us. We love you. And I want you to remember this. You can always go to that website, jimbakershow.com. And remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside USA for 4 power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy. Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show with our special guests, Pastor Steve Chicalante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.
I want to thank you for watching The Jim Baker Show today. We want to encourage you to stand with us. If you want to support a message of the last days, we bring great men and women of God, the prophets of God, to this program every day. We need to stay on the air till Jesus comes. I need your support today. That monthly giving will keep us on the air. Times are tough, but God's people can make anything happen. With God in unity, we can bring miracles to pass. $1 a day, many are joining that club right now. We also have the Jubilee Club at $50 a month. And then we have my club, the President's Club, at $100 a month. I need your support. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. We are totally in the last days, but we must keep the message of the gospel going forth. We need your support. And I pray that if you have the ability today to give a one-time gift to keep the devil away and to meet our budget this month, we need help desperately. I'm going to personally, for my Social Security, I'm going to give a $1,000 gift today to the ministry. And I hope someone will join with me and give that one-time gift as well. But these monthlies will keep us going till Jesus comes if you'll just do that. So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.